Now turn to part three. You will hear five different people talking about why they have applied to go on a space journey to the planet Mars. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H each speaker's reason for applying to go on the trip to Mars. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
When they went to the moon, they brought back samples of moon rock that turned out to be really important in various fields of physics and chemistry. That's the main thing for me, really, what we can gain from going to Mars. I don't know exactly what kind of person they're looking for, but I'd be gutted if I'm not it. I don't think they want celebrities or anyone like that. They want people who are really committed to space travel, like me. I studied astronomy at university and I've been fascinated by it ever since.
Speaker 2.
To me, the chance to go somewhere no one else has ever been, a planet completely different from the one that every person who has ever lived has known, clinched it for me. Of course, leaving my family will be hard, but there will be regular video and computer links for personal use in space, so it'll be okay. There are lots of theories about how life may once have existed on Mars, but I don't know too much about that. I do think that I'll see the Earth and all the people on it differently once I've seen it from space. It'll be so inspiring.
Speaker 3.
I think it takes a particular type of person to even consider a trip to Mars. And I don't mean you have to have a brilliant scientific mind or anything like that. You have to be someone who wants to push themselves to the limit. That's exactly the sort of person I am, and that's why this adventure appeals to me. I've also got some very useful practical skills, because I'm a mechanical engineer, so I think I'd be able to contribute a lot to the team.
Speaker 4.
I think it'll have such a huge impact on the whole world. It's an amazing opportunity to make scientific discoveries. For me, though, it's about providing young people with positive role models, and this project will really catch their imagination. It shouldn't be about wanting your name in lights or doing something no one else has done before. Yes, it'll be scary, but I trust the people who have the knowledge to keep us safe. The most difficult thing for me will be going without fresh fruit and vegetables.
Speaker 5.
I've always dreamt of travelling into space, but of course I know it won't be easy. What'll get me through is the knowledge that this will have a huge impact on the entire planet. I think I'll see things differently too as a result of this trip. But the main thing is an adventure like this only ever comes up once in a lifetime, and I'd be insane to pass it up. I haven't actually been to many places where I've had to rely on my own skills to survive, but I'm sure that they'll teach us everything we'll need to know.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
When they went to the moon, they brought back samples of moon rock that turned out to be really important in various fields of physics and chemistry. That's the main thing for me, really, what we can gain from going to Mars. I don't know exactly what kind of person they're looking for, but I'd be gutted if I'm not it. I don't think they want celebrities or anyone like that. They want people who are really committed to space travel, like me. I studied astronomy at university and I've been fascinated by it ever since.
Speaker 2.
To me, the chance to go somewhere no one else has ever been, a planet completely different from the one that every person who has ever lived has known, clinched it for me. Of course, leaving my family will be hard, but there will be regular video and computer links for personal use in space, so it'll be okay. There are lots of theories about how life may once have existed on Mars, but I don't know too much about that. I do think that I'll see the Earth and all the people on it differently once I've seen it from space. It'll be so inspiring.
Speaker 3.
I think it takes a particular type of person to even consider a trip to Mars. And I don't mean you have to have a brilliant scientific mind or anything like that. You have to be someone who wants to push themselves to the limit. That's exactly the sort of person I am, and that's why this adventure appeals to me. I've also got some very useful practical skills, because I'm a mechanical engineer, so I think I'd be able to contribute a lot to the team.
Speaker 4.
I think it'll have such a huge impact on the whole world. It's an amazing opportunity to make scientific discoveries. For me, though, it's about providing young people with positive role models, and this project will really catch their imagination. It shouldn't be about wanting your name in lights or doing something no one else has done before. Yes, it'll be scary, but I trust the people who have the knowledge to keep us safe. The most difficult thing for me will be going without fresh fruit and vegetables.
Speaker 5.
I've always dreamt of travelling into space, but of course I know it won't be easy. What'll get me through is the knowledge that this will have a huge impact on the entire planet. I think I'll see things differently too as a result of this trip. But the main thing is an adventure like this only ever comes up once in a lifetime, and I'd be insane to pass it up. I haven't actually been to many places where I've had to rely on my own skills to survive, but I'm sure that they'll teach us everything we'll need to know.
That is the end of part 3.